pictures are both heartbreaking and maddening. Thousands of miners pouring over the Mexican border into the United States and causing havoc for guards and other federal employees. A new House bill would let the president appoint dozens of new immigration judges to help keep up with the flow of humanity. For the bill's prospects and potential benefits, we turn to Christina Marcos, a staff writer for The Hill newspaper. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so tell us about this bill, who's behind it, and what it would do.
Well, it was introduced by Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, and specifically the bill would allow for the appointment of 70 new immigration judges to keep up with the influx of child immigrants. And so these judges will be part of the Executive Office of Immigration Review, which is part of the Department of Justice.
So how quickly could they actually be hired and trained and cope with what we know now is a current crisis on the border?
Well, her bill would allow for the immediate appointment of these judges, so they would be able to dive into this issue very quickly, where, of course, there's already a backlog of immigration hearings before the Office of Immigration Review, and so this would help address that.
So in theory, everybody that steps over has to be reviewed, correct?
And Christina, overlying all of this, of course, is the president's impending request to Congress for $2 billion more dollars to deal with border security and immigration. The judges are just one part of the whole process. Can you tell us roughly how that money would be spent?
Well, as you mentioned, part of it will be spent on increasing the number of immigration judges to reduce the backlog. The $2 billion in supplemental appropriations would also go toward enhancing border security and giving the Department of Homeland Security more authority to deport the child migrants that come across the border.
Would you say this is something that has the White House's backing? Do they want this? And is this the beginning of, shall we say, a piecemeal approach to immigration reform legislation?
Yes. Well, just yesterday, President Obama officially sent a letter to congressional leaders on Capitol Hill requesting the supplemental appropriations. And this is something that members of Congress will tackle when they return from their July 4th recess this coming Monday and Tuesday.
And can you go a little bit more specifically into those agencies that would get some money? I know you said that it would shore up border security, but is that the Border Patrol itself, or are there other agencies involved?
Right. So that would go toward Department of Homeland Security, Department of Justice, and the offices within those two departments that deal with immigration and border security.
And you mentioned that they might be given more authority to deport. What might that look like?
Well, right now, Department of Homeland Security has to wait for a certain amount of time before it can potentially deport child migrants who have crossed the border without their parents, whereas if the Obama administration were given more authority, they could speed up that time frame to send the children back.
I mean, they're called children, but many of them are advanced teenagers and some of them are in gangs, correct? Is that what they're trying to filter out, I suppose, so that they don't come in and get placed with families somewhere?
Right. Well, the child migrants are defined as children under 18 who are unaccompanied by their parents. So, yes, some of these children are teenagers. Others are very young, under 10 years old. So the age varies among these kids.
We're speaking with Christina Marcos. She's a staff writer at The Hill newspaper. Christina, how strained are the government's resources right now, those that are set up, like the immigration courts, to deal with a normal flow of illegal immigrants?
Well, right now there's already a backlog among immigration cases in the courts, as Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee's bill would try to address by appointing 70 more of them. And in the Department of Homeland Security, they're also overwhelmed by the number of children crossing the border. Right now, they only have one permanent family detention center in Pennsylvania with just 96 beds. And so that's not nearly enough to accommodate the tens of thousands of child migrants. So they've been creating some temporary detention facilities, but it certainly has not been enough.
And so these judges would operate locally? Would they be at the border and what's envisioned here? Would they be kind of like a great big Ellis Island of judges type of situation?
Well, they would handle the cases that were dealing with children coming across the border, yes.
But presumably from the courts that they already operate in?
Correct, yes.
So what has been the reaction? We know that Congress is not at Capitol Hill, but what have individual lawmakers been saying about this request?
Well, a lot of Republicans have described this influx of child immigrants. The reasons for why children have been crossing the border are complex, varying from like the country that they've been coming from, have a lot of violence and such. But a lot of them have argued this shows that the Obama administration can't be trusted to enforce the laws and such. But just last week, Republican Congressman Jeff Denham of California, who's one of the few Republicans who's in support of comprehensive immigration reform, told me that he thinks this issue will get the ball rolling for a discussion on immigration. Obviously, a comprehensive immigration bill is out of the question for this Congress, as House Republicans have made abundantly clear. But this issue is something that will get lawmakers talking about the issue, and when they get back, how they deal, whether they not they want to approve the supplemental appropriations requested by the administration.
So what are the elements in Congress that they are talking about when they say comprehensive reform? Does that mean increasing the quotas that are allowed from different countries? I mean, what does it mean when they say comprehensive reform? We hear that phrase, but, you know, one side says, well, all it means is amnesty. The other side says, you never really get a comprehensive picture of what they mean by that word.
Well, by comprehensive, they mean everything that's involved with immigration policy. So that involves the level of deportations, whether or not there can be a pathway to citizenship. As you mentioned, establishing a number of visas allowed for each country, along with border security. So, I mean, all of those elements are part of the immigration bill that passed the Senate just about exactly 1 year ago. And whereas House Republicans have indicated that they wanted to deal with these issues separately, but even at this point, they have yet to bring a single immigration bill dealing with any of these topics to the House floor.
But regardless of where the policy change, you know, stands and what lawmakers want to do in terms of reforming the laws in place to handle immigration, is it even feasible that they would deny this $2 billion request, given the fact that, as you said, the government is clearly strained in handling the influx of migrants coming?
Well, you certainly could see some members who say, like, they need to be offset they shouldn't just automatically approve this. And some members might argue that throwing money at the problem might not necessarily solve it. So it seems unlikely that they'll just automatically rubber stamp this when they get back.
Are there competing ideas, perhaps from Republicans or Democrats on the Hill, as to how to solve this problem?
Well, House Republicans have argued for a long time that border security needs to be enforced, whereas Democrats have pressured the Obama administration to slow down on deportations, whereas in this request, it would allow the administration to deport the child migrants more quickly.
And there's also news that the president, you know, he had a White House announcement yesterday, and he said he's going to just go by executive action in the absence of legislation to send more, as they put it, resources to that border. So they don't have the judges that's in that bill. What are they sending? Do we know what it is they're actually putting down on the border? Troops?
Yeah, well, they've been – President Obama indicated that he is looking at various executive orders that he could use in absence of a comprehensive bill from Congress. And so, that would include sending more border patrol officers at the border to kind of slow down the influx of people coming in and to handle deportation proceedings.
And, Christina, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm under the impression that that there is a law that guides what the government can do in terms of child migrants, that they are not supposed to be deported, but in 72 hours are supposed to be put with sponsors if they exist within the United States. So how would this budget request, how exactly would authorities be able to deport them when there's a law that says that can't happen?
Well, it would still nonetheless kind of speed up the process. So, yes, I would still apply, but because there are so many child migrants that have entered the country, it's just a way for them to deal with the number of immigrants coming in.
Is anybody on Capitol Hill digging into why this thing just bubbled up all of a sudden? You know, 70, whatever it is, tens of thousands of these unaccompanied minors. I mean, it wasn't happening last year. It just started. So what is it? Is anyone looking into the real root causes going back to the countries they come from and how they get through Mexico?
Well, according to Department of Homeland Security data, the increase in unaccompanied children began in the fiscal 2012 year. And so this began before President Obama back in 2012 announced that he would halt deportation of people who arrived here as children but are not officially U.S. citizens. And the root causes are varied and complex, but some immigrants, although not apparently too many, have indicated they've heard rumors that if they cross the border, that they'll be able to stay and gain citizenship, even if that's not necessarily true. But a lot of immigrants are simply refugees primarily from three countries, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. And because there's a lot of violence and strife in those countries, they're simply just trying to escape their countries and come to a place that's more stable.
Well, we'll see what happens. So this bill is not going to be debated this week, correct? So it's the soonest this could happen would be when? Next week?
Yeah.
They're going to come back then?
The week of July 7th.
All right. Christina Marcos is a staff writer for the Hill newspaper. We'll post this interview later this morning. FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.